Welcome to today's public affairs program here on KNDY Radio. I am your host, Max Blasky. Today I will be joined by Andy Vogelsberg, a 2003 graduate of Marysville High School, current Emporia State Track and Field Hall of Famer, and soon to be MIAA Conference Hall of Famer. First off, Andy, thank you again for joining me here today. Glad to have you. Why don't we start off with kind of how you ended up at Emporia State, where you're at now, and a little bit of your story.
Yeah, thank you. So I grew up on a farm about 4 miles south of home, Kansas, and graduated from Marysville in 2003. Went on to Emporia State to study environmental science and was on the track team there, and was blessed to have four pretty good years on the track team, and graduated Emporia State in 2007, moved to McPherson, Kansas, where I'm currently an environmental scientist at a crude oil refinery. Married to my wife, Megan. We have two children, Hunter and Hayden, 13-year-old boy, 11-year-old daughter. So that's kind of my story.
Coming up this weekend, you're going to get awarded into the MIAA Hall of Fame for track and field. And to say it lightly, a three-time MIAA champion in javelin. But how did you, I guess, find that love, I assume you threw in high school, and how did it kind of build into, you know, what became of your career in college?
Yeah, so I threw all 4 years there at Marysville High School and was predominantly a discus thrower. Was able to win state my junior year and got recruited by Emporia State starting then. Actually got to Emporia, and they had a nice, they had a good javelin coach. And he kind of said, you know, you have a javelin thrower's body as well. So he worked with me, and we just got things going. And I actually kind of switched my specialty to the javelin for the next 4 years. And I threw the discus a couple times, but actually not much at all, and ended up winning the national title there my junior year as well, actually. And, yeah, I was just blessed to stay healthy all 4 years and have a nice career.
I didn't quite get it right in the beginning, but when is the ceremony coming up here for the MIAA conference?
Yeah, so the MIAA induction is this coming Monday, June 3rd in Kansas City.
As a kid from Marysville, when you were getting recruited to Emporia State, what was that experience like? And I guess, do you remember anyone along the line that helped you get there?
Yeah, it was a fairly simple, I guess, recruiting. I pretty much knew I wanted to go to Emporia State, so I wanted the small town feel of a college. Classes I knew were going to be a little smaller than, you know, your KUs and K-States, and I just knew Emporia was a fit for me. So I kind of tell people that I almost recruited myself just because I knew that's where I wanted to go, and it worked out exactly as I'd hoped.
Do you think that being at a school like Marysville, a little, 3A, where you do multiple athletics throughout your career, that sort of stuff, do you think that benefited you when you did get to Emporia?
Absolutely. I'm huge with my kids that, you know, we're not going to specialize in one event. The key is that, you know, they need to enjoy it, and I think that goes with any age. You know, you're never going to be as good as you can be if you don't enjoy what you're doing. But yeah, I'm definitely believe in multi sports. I think it's the best for the student athlete, plain and simple.
Again, I would like to thank Andy Vogelsberg for joining me on today's public affairs program and congratulate him on his induction into the MIAA College Athletics Hall of Fame. Again, for KNDY Radio, this has been Max Blasky. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you again next weekend.